Blog Talk Radio.
What's being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody claims the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love that name.
Is the sweetest name
again.
That's right. That's right. Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Okay, some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
Salutations. Happy Father's Day to all. The word this morning will be coming from the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter. I want to thank Apostle Mercer for the opportunity this morning. God is truly good. Now, the 28th verse, starting with verse number 1, it says, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like a dead man. But the angel answered and said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Now to verse 16. "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain, which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. Amen. And see, here we have Jesus talking to the disciples. This is after he's been chastised by the religious leaders, after he's been beaten and whipped, after being mocked by the soldiers, after being paraded through the streets with a cross on his back, after being nailed to a rugged cross and a sign placed on his head. Now this is the third day, and the Bible says the two Marys, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, came to see the tomb of Jesus. And I can imagine turmoil that they are going through. They're distraught. Life has dealt them a terrible blow, as it often does in all of us. See, we all go through ups and downs in our life. At one point or another, we've all dealt with a blow. Nowadays, they seem to come more often than not. When the pandemic hit, it was as if all we heard was one being sick or someone had died. It seems as though as soon as we thought things were getting better, it came back raging. But the devastating effect it had on families and loved ones was life-changing, just dealing with the blows. It seemed like so many people were dying that we knew. We almost got numb to it. Death was happening so rapidly. If it wasn't COVID, it was shootings in different states, different cities, schools, malls, even in churches. It would make you wonder if people even feared or believed in God anymore. And we as a family, as a church, as children of God, we have to keep the families that we know that has dealt with these blows, we have to keep them in prayer. We have to keep them uplifted. We have family members, we have church members that are still dealing with health issues. They're fighting the good fight. Pray for them, but also pray for the caregivers. Pray that the Lord continues to give them strength. See, we're all just walking through life, trying our best to fight the good fight, dealing with what life has to throw at us today, trying our best not to look back too far, because we might get caught up in our struggles and lose focus on where we are going. It's not hard to get caught up thinking about our struggles, thinking about our shortcomings, thinking about our health or our health issues, thinking about our losses. It can be overwhelming. But the one thing we all must do is keep our faith in our Savior. The word says the two Marys were walking to the tomb of Jesus, our Savior. I can but imagine the distress, the tears flowing from the wells of their eyes, thinking about the one individual that understood them. See, they walked with Jesus. the one who gave them hope in their tomorrows, thinking about the love that he had shown them, thinking about how bright their future was with him. He gave them comfort. He wiped their tears away. He forgave them of their wrongs. He taught them how to walk right. He taught them how to talk right. He was that father figure that understood where you were wrong, but showed you a better way. See, when you sit back and think about it, think about the things that the two mirrors had seen. See, when people were hungry, he fed multitudes. When people were thirsty, he turned water into wine. When people were going through a storm in their life, he said, "Peace, be still." When people were lying down in their misery, he said, "Get up and walk." When people had shut their eyes to life and didn't want to open them anymore, he rubbed mud on them and gave them sight. When old man Death had laid them down, he said, "It's not time yet." See, these two Marys, they walked up near the tomb and there was a great earthquake. The earth shook, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. And the angel just sat. He just sat there on the stone. The Bible says his countenance was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. The Bible says that the guards shook for fear of the angel, and they became like dead men. The angel of the Lord said to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that which you seek. You seek Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here, for he has risen as he said he would." I can imagine the two women looking at the angel, then looking at each other and saying, "Jesus did say, didn't you know I would be about my Father's business? And again, Jesus did say, if you would tear down this temple, I will build it back up in 3 days. Didn't Jesus say, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me?" Then the angel told them, "Come and see where he lay," as to say, "Come and see for yourself and go tell the disciples." As they went to tell his disciples, the Bible says, behold, Jesus met them saying, "Rejoice, rejoice." It's time to rejoice. Through all of their worries, through all of the trials, through all of the tribulations, through all of the things that are going through their mind, sitting back thinking about what Jesus had done for them, what Jesus meant to them, they walked upon Jesus. So they came and they held him by his feet and they worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell." See, when the word of God tells you to come and see and to go and tell, you have to tell somebody. When Jesus touches your life, you have to tell somebody. I was going through some things in my life, but Jesus' grace and Jesus' mercy stepped in, and I have to tell somebody. See, we all go through changes in our lives. We all go through ups and downs in our lives. But when Jesus touches you, when you know the Father's there, you have to tell somebody.
You have to tell the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You got to tell somebody. Tell them how good God is. Tell them about God's grace. Tell them about God's mercy. You have to tell somebody. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed. When they saw Jesus, they worshiped him. The Bible says, but some doubted. See, sometimes we all have doubt. Sometimes you have to be like Thomas, the disciple, the one known as Didymus. You have to see for yourself. See, Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. You see, mother may have found Jesus, father may have found Jesus, but God bless the child that finds Jesus for themselves. See, we all need Jesus. We all have to have Jesus. We all need a personal relationship with Jesus. But mother can't take you to heaven. Father can't drag you there. That's something that you have to have on your own. That's something that you need in your life. You have to find Jesus on your own. And Jesus told the disciples, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go and tell the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Go and tell, make disciples of all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then he said, I am with you always. See, you may be going through some things in your life, but Jesus said, rejoice. I am with you always. See, burdens may get heavy in your life, but the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Jesus can do it. Jesus can fix it. Jesus can heal it. Jesus can take care of it. All you have to do is cast your cares on him. You may know someone who's down and out. Their health may be fading. They may be going through some blows in their life. Go and tell them the power of Jesus. Go and tell them the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. For the Spirit of the Lord gives us power. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God goes with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 4:16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. See, we all have times of need. We all may go through some changes in our life. We all may go through health issues from one time or another. We all may have struggles in our life. We all may fall short at one time or another. And sometimes you just don't know what to say. Sometimes you just don't know how to call on him. Sometimes you're not sure when you get down on bended knees and tears maybe streaming from your eyes. All you got to do is sit back and think about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And when you're not sure what to say, all you have to do is think about Matthew chapter 6, and when the Lord said in verse 9, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now, hence, and forevermore. Don't worry about messing up things. Don't worry about not getting the words right. Don't worry about anything else. All you do is think about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the wonderful counselor, the great Emmanuel, the way, the truth, and the life. He can do all things but fail. Our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end. When you sit back and think about it, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I may fall short, Father, but I know in your word you said all things are possible. Thank you, Father, for my ups, and thank you, Father, for my downs. Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end, even to the end of age. In Hebrews 4:16, again, he says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, keep the confidence in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what the doctors may say. It doesn't matter what man may say. The word says, so keep our confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. He'll be there in our time of need. It's time to rejoice. It's time to call on the Father, the Holy One, the light of the world, our Savior, the Son of God, the Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star. Just call him. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You sit back and think about it. He says, rejoice. I am with you always, even till the end of age. In Hebrews 13:5, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, don't let temptation overtake you. He won't let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Rejoice. Rejoice. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, first verse, the 7th chapter. For the Spirit of God gives us power. Gives us power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what we may go through in life, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, 5-6.
Thank you. Good morning, good morning, and happy Father's Day to all the men out there who are fathers. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and we want to salute the fathers today. We thank you so much. We just thank you. We just heard from Jeremiah Speaks with Reverend Ray Lucas. Again, that was Jeremiah Speaks from Reverend Ray Lucas. We thank you for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast as we get ready for our message today. As I told you last week, that we have a very special guest that will be with us. It's Apostle Dr. Anthony Mays. He believes in miracles. We thank God that we're able to network and get with the man of God. Matter of fact, let us call him now and see can we get Dr. Anthony T. Mays. God bless you as we try to connect to him now.
Hey, God bless you, daughter.
God bless you. God bless you. We have none other than a man of God himself, Dr. Anthony T. Mays, Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays. Let us govern ourselves accordingly as we have the man of God on the radio. And let us just listen to a little sermonic hymn while we welcome him in. Hello, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, daughter. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly flavored. I thank you so much for coming on the radio station today to salute our Father's Day broadcast. And as I check with to make sure that everything is clear on this end, I'm just going to play a little sermonic hymn, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, no problem.
Bless you, Dr. Mays. Thank you so much. We're making sure that we hooked up. We hooked up to all nations so everyone can hear you. Hold on, sir.
Amen.
Are you with us, Dr. Mays? Hello? Hello? Yes, we're reconnected, Dr. Mays. Thank you so much for your patience. And everything is okay now. So we just like to turn it over to you. We had we anticipated last week. I was telling everybody as an introduction that this is Apostle Dr. Anthony Mays. He came to Baltimore, Maryland to visit a friend of mine's church, and I witnessed a miracle sign and wonder by the Most Holy God. So I just want to give him this whole hour that whatever he wants to talk about, whatever God has impressed upon his heart, we ask everyone to govern themselves. And thank you so much for being patient. I see different ones are calling in. The keyboards are lighting up. And we speak to all those in China, Africa, Russia, England, thank you so much for just networking with us. And as we turn it over to the man of God, Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays, as we welcome him to the broadcast. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much to the Honorable Apostle Dr. Mercer. Amen. Praise God. We just love you, daughter, and you're such a great daughter, and we just give God glory. And the great thing about it, you're so anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And to honor on this Father's Day is such a special treat to me. Amen. Praise God. You've always respected and honored me as a father. Amen. Praise God. And that Sunday, that time that I came to your church, amen, you still remember that. Amen. Praise God. And I bless God for you. And I thank God for you and your ministry and your family, how they are working together with you. And she's also on the World Power Gospel Radio and the World Power Global Television Network. She's on a 24-hour demand. So therefore, get with her and make sure you know exactly where she's on. Amen. Today is a very special day. Amen. Our Father, amen, our Heavenly Father, has given the earthly fathers an example to follow. And that example to follow is the everything that our Heavenly Father is doing. If we study his word and get into his word, and then we can see that, number one, our Heavenly Father instructs us as to what direction to go, how to have compassion. Psalms 103, verse 13, give us how God had compassion over his children. Amen. And just how men have compassion over their children, God has compassion for us, children of God. Amen. In the Greek, we see that Greek word for father is pateros. Amen. Pateros. That means that, number one, he is the God that empowers us. Oh, glory to God. I feel that thing. He's the God that impacts us. Amen. Encourage us and educate us. Amen. Praise God. So that we can conquer and do the things. Jesus said, amen, that the works that he does, we're going to do also. One thing about the Heavenly Father, look at him now. When he was manifested in the flesh, he said, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works shall you do, because I'm going back into my Father position. My God, my God, my God. That was a divine move of God, a divine revelation of God, how God got out of himself and stayed in himself at the same time, and then got into the flesh and still was in the divine spirit of God. Oh, glory to God. So that he can release himself into the heart of all of us so that we can be true fathers. Amen. We can be true fathers, divine, amen, ordered by God. That Greek word, pateros, amen. That means that, number one, we're going to be divine now. We're going to operate, amen, as a father, that every father should be able to impart, to equip, to educate, to encourage our children for a great destiny. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we should honor our Father the same way we honor our Heavenly Father. When God has given us our earthly father, glory to God, hallelujah, then that earthly father, guess what? Now, amen, we look at the pattern of, I've got to tell somebody, they got to get off here. Amen. They look at the pattern of how our Heavenly Father operated and functioned. And when they operate, when he operated and functioned, we have the greatest example as fathers. Those fathers out there, amen, all of us fathers should follow the example of the Heavenly Father, the Patharos, amen, the one that imparts, impacts, equips, encourages us for destiny. Glory to God. Amen. God wants us to be in his image. Amen. He wants us to walk in his image as fathers. He wants us to talk like fathers. He wants us to, amen, to live like fathers. Now, how are we going to do that? Third John, he said, it's his will, amen, that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul, good God from on high, shall prosper, amen, or prospereth. Anything that anytime you see, the ETH means that you're constantly prospering. Ooh, my God, my God. So therefore, we got to understand that Greek word, patharos, patharos. Now, when you say father, it's the pater, pater, P-A-T-E-R, pater. Amen, that means father. But when you have an awesome relationship, like my daughter, she can call me daddy, she can call me papa, she can call me whatever she wants to call me, amen, because we have that kind of relationship. She remembered things from long time ago. That's been a long time ago. I had just retired from the military, from flying those helicopters for General Colin Powell, and still preaching the word of God, amen. And I had an opportunity to go to Baltimore to preach. And let me tell you one thing. God set this thing up so that this beautiful daughter that I have right now, the Honorable Apostle Dr. Mercer, amen, she remembers things. Let me tell you one thing about the, being a pastor, amen, being a father that impacts, encourage, educate, amen, and empower the children. They remember what we do. Amen. Your children, if you take a drink, they remember that. If you fight their mother, they remember that. If you love their mother, if you walk in an upright, like my children, the only thing, my biological children, the only thing they can see is daddy had to go to church all the time. Amen. Praise God. I tell people, I joke with them, I say, I had a drug problem at 5 years old, as long as I can remember, and that means my mother drugged me to Sunday school, drugged me to Bible study, drugged me to YPWW, drugged me to choir rehearsal because I was the baby. Amen. So she didn't trust just anybody taking care of me because daddy was out, amen, working to provide for the family. A father provides for the family. A father protects the children. That's why don't anybody think about, amen, messing with my daughter, Apostle Mercer, because I am a guardian. Amen. Praise God. I protect. Amen. So therefore, amen, don't allow the other side of me to come out. Just keep the godly side moving. And I thank God for that. So therefore, you call the Pater, amen, the father, amen. Pater is the father that, amen. But when you say father, it's Pater, P-A-T-E-R. Now, when you really get to know who your father is, amen, glory to God, then you go Tata, T-A-T-A, that means daddy, amen. So our Heavenly Father, we call him Abba. Ooh, glory to God. In other words, I reverence you. I respect you. I honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that's the way we should be. We as fathers now has to impart, has to impact, has to encourage, has to educate and empower our children to think positive, to walk in positiveness. Amen. And amen, and to let the world know that I would do whatever it takes for my children. Because Psalms 103:13 says, as we have compassion for our children, God has compassion for us. Amen. So you got three fathers. You got the Heavenly Father, you got the Earthly Father, praise God, and now we have spiritual fathers. my spiritual father, the Honorable Apostle Dr. Richard Offer, amen, he is a good man. I sometimes forget to call Dad, and guess what? When I forget to call him, amen, whenever we do talk, he says, it's all right, son, it's okay, no problem. Now, if we look at example, the prodigal son, he says, I want everything that belongs to me. Amen. Praise God. You can't find it in the Word of God where the prodigal father, where the prodigal son's father rebelled against what his son requests for. You know why? Because he was in the will. Oh, glory to God. Everything that God has in his will for us, God's not going to argue with us about giving it to us. Amen. Amen. So we got to be like that with children. So the prodigal father, the son, prodigal son father, amen, what happened when he said, I want all my stuff, I'm getting ready to go, I'm getting ready to do what I want to do. Guess what? The prodigal father, son father, never said a mumbling word. He gave it to him. And then he went and he parted and did the things that he did. Amen. Praise God. But when all the money was gone, oh, glory to God, all of his inheritance that he blew right there, he had nothing else in the will because he had all of his will with him. But he was not in the will of the Father. Now, his earthly father did not have the will for him to go and to blow his inheritance. The Heavenly Father does not have it in his will that we go and blow the things that he has suffered and the things that he has in his will for us. Amen. So therefore, amen, we should reverence the fathers. We should respect the fathers, honor them, so that, number one, we can now respect them for the efforts and for the work and for the labor that they've done to bring us up, amen, as children, and now we are children of God. Woo, my God. Look at what God does now. God gives the woman the seed from the man, and now the woman that birthed the child, that's a gift from God to the woman. And the mother, amen, gives the man a gift. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So the gift actually came from God through the woman, amen. Now to the woman, to the mother, that child is a gift to her. Now the mother gives the gift to the father. Amen. So when you give me a gift, I take care of it. I honor it. I challenge it. I'll make sure that things are together. Amen. Praise God. So therefore, that prodigal son that went out and did all the righteous living and the works, guess what? He eventually found himself at a pig pen. Oh, glory to God. Love does not limit it how far it can go. The prodigal father, a prodigal son father, the love was at the pig pen. The love was there when he parted. The love was there when he was spending all of his inheritance. Amen. But the father love was still following him around. Let me tell you one thing about God's love. It'll never stop loving you, no matter when you, if you make a bed in hell, his love is still there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whenever I err, I repent for my sins, and my Father, Godly Father, is just and faithful to forgive me. Hallelujah. Let me take a little sip here, because I'm telling you, I'm feeling real good in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm drinking my healthy juice. Amen. Praise God. But this prodigal son went out and wasted all, found himself in the pig pen. God will speak to you at your lowest point. Why? Because the pastores, amen, the father who impacts that prodigal son, that father to encourage, who encouraged that prodigal son, that father who, educated that prodigal son, the father who empowered that prodigal son. The prodigal son still wanted to do what he wanted to do. Proverbs say, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it get old, will not depart from that training. Glory to God. I'm talking about the blessings of the father. Glory to God. We need the father's blessing in order to do that. When he came to himself, my God, the blessings of the father was right there with him. When he came to himself, he realized that he had done wrong. When he came to himself, he got instructions as to what he needs to do in order to rectify these things. Let me tell you one thing, fathers. Once we raise these children right, once we set a good example for these children, they're going to remember. My daughter, my biological daughter, Tina, was just trying to call me. Amen. Praise God to wish me a happy Father's Day. They've been calling me, amen, this morning. I've been up since 4 o'clock. Amen. Wish me a happy Father's Day. That's what children will do. Amen. When you set a good example for them, they will, glory to God, they will make sure that you know, oh, glory to Jesus, that you know that number one, amen, I remember Daddy waking us up on Saturday morning saying, look, the room has to be clean. I had him laughing. I said, I'm going to be like Martin Luther King. I go in their rooms, and there's a military commander. Amen. They have to stand by Saturday morning with showing me that their room is clean, and I inspect it with white gloves, with dust, and all this stuff. And so sometimes their rooms get a little out of order. I come in there like Martin Luther King, clean up the room, clean up the room. Somebody better clean up the room. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my children, they love me for that. Now they have houses of their own. And guess what? They keep their houses looking good. So that's the anointing of the paparas. Amen. Paparas. Amen. So therefore, I impact them. Amen. Praise God. So they will follow your lead as long as you're doing something right. Amen. So therefore, when I follow the Heavenly Father's guidelines, guess what? Those children are going to come back. Just like the prodigal son. He said, I believe I'm going back to my father. I'm going to repent. I'm going to let him know that I've done wrong and I need to make it right. Glory to God. He rehearsed that all the way back to his father. Why? Because his father, the paphatos, amen, the one that impacted him, the one that educated him, the one that encouraged him, oh, glory, the one that empowered him, now all of that is rising back up. And when it's rising back up, let me tell you, when God begins to move in you, amen, you're going to humble yourself under the mighty power of God, under the mighty hands of God, and you're going to turn around and go back home. Praise the name of Jesus. I got to keep on the time here. Daughter, help me out because I'm feeling the Holy Ghost like never before. Amen. That Pathata's fathers, we got to impact. He rehearsed all the way back to his father. And when he got to his father, he knew exactly what to say. Father, I have sinned against you. Father, I know I've made mistakes. Father, I'm asking for your forgiveness. Amen. Praise God. Father, you impact me. Father, you educated me. Father, you empowered me. Father, you encouraged me. And I feel all of that coming back. Encouraging me to come back. Empowering me to come back. Educated me to come back. Amen. You impact me so that I will come back. Amen. Train up a child in the way it should go. And when you get old, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not depart from that training. He came back. Guess what? Got the finest robe. Amen. Killed the fattest calf. Look here. That's the real father for you. When your children go wrong, when your children don't want to do right, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The father still love your children. Your father still love your children, even when they cuss you out, even when they do you wrong. I had one of my grandsons that cussed me out. But guess what? I say, let me tell you one thing. Stop it right there. I'm still your grandfather. And I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Now he's the most loving grandson. Amen. Praise God. He's a wonderful grandson. He got children, and now he's a loving grandson. See, a father, a true father, overlooks the mistakes and the errors of your children, and you look beyond the faults, and you see their needs, like our Heavenly Father do us. He has given us the best example. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Praise God. So I just wanted to make sure that we get there. I want to give a few more things. I'm going to try to stay close on that time. Amen. Daughter, you help me out. So just in case. Amen. Despite of the failing of our dads and our fathers and our tatas. Amen. Daddies. Amen. That get that relationship. My children, amen, dad or daddy, they don't always have to say father. Amen. Because when the father means to honor the mother and the father and the mother, amen, that your days may be long upon the land. Oh, boy, I felt that thing. Hallelujah. I honored my mother and father. I honored my children honored me. Amen. That's why they live in a long time. That's why none of them are on drugs. None of them are on alcohol. Glory to God. None of them, amen, going out robbing. None of them went to prison. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I released the blood of Jesus over my children. I prayed over them when they went to sleep. I go by the room and I pray over them and I bless them. Every spiritual son or daughter that I have right now, I pray over them every day. I pray over them. I pray over their families. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Honey, when I get a spiritual daughter, a spiritual son, that's the same love that I have for my biological children in the name of Jesus Christ. So when your dad has been failed of your earthly father, guess what? All you got to do is forgive him. Look beyond the fault. Amen. We look beyond the children's faults. The children look beyond our faults because sometimes we as fathers can fall short, amen, of the glory of God. So if your earthly father, amen, praise God, sometimes get out of hand, and we do, amen, we do, praise God, we get out of hand. And when we get out of hand, guess what? Just look beyond our faults and see our needs. Just remember, we are daddy. So therefore, I thank God. We have the blessings of the Father, the blessings of the Heavenly Father, amen, the blessing of the earthly Father, because the earthly Father that knows God knows how to bless us. Now, the Heavenly Father blesses us more than our earthly Father. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Praise God. So the blessings from your father means a lot. All of you children out there that your father has spoken into your life. I spoke into all of my children's life. You will not be a drug addict. You will not be an alcoholic. You will not be a thief. You will not be a robber. Praise God. And all of them are working, making their own money. They've been serving the Lord in the house of God, blessing God, taking care of their families, amen, setting a good example for their families and the works. And I give God glory for that. This comes from the example that the Heavenly Father, amen, the Tata, amen, the Daddy, or the Pether, amen, the Father, glory to God. He set a good example for us. And all the things I had to do was follow. I had the greatest mother and father. My God, they were just so awesome. Amen. My mother used to chastise me. Amen. Because she wanted me to be somebody special. Amen. Today I got 4 doctors, 3 PhDs, served in the military 27 years. Amen. Flew helicopters, did everything that God opened the door for me to do. Still preaching the gospel. Amen. Still representing. If you look at this morning's iron sharpens iron, you'll find that my sons, just a few of them, sons and daughters, came on and they said what their heart wanted to say about me. Amen. And the only thing I try to do is to please my Heavenly Father. If I please my Heavenly Father, then I please my children. Glory to God. Well, if I please my Heavenly Father, I please those that are in my circle, in my atmosphere. Amen. Because guess what? As a father, I'm seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So where am I? I'm seated at the right hand of God in Jesus Christ. My God, my God. So I dominate. My God, my God, my God. Amen. God has delegated the authority to me to now, amen, to dominate my atmosphere of where I am. I don't have to go by CNN and say, oh, the world is getting bad. No, I dictate to the world. I speak to the world. Amen. He delegated so that I can regulate. After I regulate, now that's indicative of the fact that I'm dominated. Because in the book of Genesis, he said, we're going to dominate. He gave us the authority to dominate the things of the earth. So therefore, that Pathetus as the fathers, amen, we speak into our children's lives. We speak into the, oh my God, hallelujah. We speak into our grandchildren, our seed, and every one of my seed are great, spiritually and physically, biological. All my children are blessed. All my children are old, they're righteous, amen. Praise God. They're walking and talking in the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because where I'm seated, I'm dictating and dominating, amen, regulating my atmosphere around me. Glory to God. Watch what you say out of your mouth. Watch what you think. Watch your ear gates and your eye gates. Don't let that stuff get in your spirit. Because you get in your spirit, you take it out on your children. That's the wrong answer. Amen. Praise God. Regulate. Amen. What Jesus delegated, we need to regulate it so that now we can dominate. Amen. The devil is not in charge. Jesus is in charge. Woo, glory to God. The last say so is Jesus. Treat your children the way the Father would require, the way the Father treat us. He looked beyond my faults and he see my needs. He looked beyond my mistakes and he see my needs. So when I go to him and ask for forgiveness, I love what God does. He forgive me. He justified me. The Greek and the Greek, Latin and Hebrew justified means just as I never done it. Amen. We as fathers need to teach or we need to make sure that when our children make a mistake and they come back and ask for forgiveness, we need to act like we need to forgive them. And act as though, fix this thing up as though they never done it. Amen. Amen. Because when you show love like that, your children will never forget you. And guess what they will do? They will constantly honor and respect their fathers. Amen. Praise God. That's why when a son or daughter gets married, you got to leave your mother and your father and you got to cleave to your wife. So that now you can be the father of your family. This thing goes on down. So therefore, amen, we need the blessings of our father. Those of you that out there that are fathers, that you got a divorce or whatever the case is, those still your children. You be the father of your children. If your marriage didn't work out, you be the father of your children. Amen. Forget all about the trouble you and their mother had. You love their mother because their mother gave you the seed, gave you the gift of those beautiful children. And then you love your children as God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My God, amen. That's kind of love, the agape love that you cannot measure up to. You cannot overtake it. You cannot move beyond that love that God has for us. Isn't that a blessing? So you need the blessing of your father. Amen. Numbers, the 6th chapter, verse 24 through 26. I just hit just a little bit of it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. is that powerful? Make his face to shine. In other words, I can always see the Father. I just read it. Stay in his word. Stay in the spirit. Amen. And I can see the Father. I can feel him right now. I can experience his presence. Hallelujah. Amen. His face to shine upon you. Make his face to shine upon you. Amen. And be what? Gracious to you. The Lord lifts his countenance upon you and give you what? Peace. Amen. He will give you peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Check out this. What God says. Amen. What God says means a lot right here. Amen. It's powerful. Amen. What God says, he said he's going to make his face to shine upon you. Amen. In this very next verse, guess what he said? So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. My God, my God. In Spanish, Soma bendecida, para bendecida, means you are blessed just to be a blessing. Fathers, you are blessed just to be a blessing to your children, to your family, to everybody else. Amen. Praise God. So he'll put his name upon us that we shall be blessed. Amen. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Take that in reality. Amen. That number one, God is blessing us as fathers so that we can bless our family members. Amen. Praise God. And there's something. Amen. Now look at the blessing again. Three times. Amen. The priests were to speak the name of holiness. The name of the holy, my God, let me get this thing. The name of the holy eternal God over the people, and what? And the blessings was meant very personal for each individual. My God, my God. He spoke the blessings on me, and I speak the blessings on my children. I speak the blessings on my spiritual children. I speak the blessings on those that belong to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Though given to the entire congregation, he's going to bless the entire congregation. Fathers, today, when you go to the house of God, release the blessings of God into the whole congregation. Amen. Praise God that everyone will be blessed and the fathers can go back home and bless their children. Isn't that amazing? Praise God. Amen. And I just give God glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Praise God. You can read Revelation 4 and 8 and also Numbers 6, 24 through 26. Amen. Very powerful scriptures. Awesome scriptures that we can give to the Lord. Isn't that amazing? And I bless God. Amen. The last scripture I want to go through, and then I'm going to give it back to my daughter, Matthew 7, verses 9 through 11. Matthew 7, verses 9 through 11, and then I'll get out of the way here. Look at what it said now. Amen. Praise God. We need to, number one, follow the guidance of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Confirmed by Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus confirmed God the Father, amen, love upon us. Verse 9, look at what he said in verse 9. He said, are which one of you, amen, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Verse 10, look at what verse 10 says. Or he asks for a fish, amen, will give him a serpent. My God, my God. Verse 11, you say, if you then who are evil, glory to God. Every one of us in the natural has some evilness in us. Oh, glory to God. The only thing to keep us from being evil is God Almighty. My God, my God, my God. Amen. So therefore, fathers, remember this. Amen. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, look at this now. What, this is going to blow your mind. How much more will your heavenly Father, who is in heaven, give you things of those who ask him? That's Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 9 through 11. There's a lot more that I could say about fathers, but I wanted to honor, amen, my beautiful daughter, the Honorable Apostle Dr. Mercer, amen, and all my beautiful grandchildren that are helping her out in ministry. Amen. Praise God. And anybody that blessed this woman of God, you shall be blessed. Amen. Anyone who treat this woman of God correctly, the way the Father treat her, I treat her good. I'm the earthly Father, and I treat her good because I look at what the Heavenly Father is doing. Everything you do for her, I guarantee you're going to be blessed. Grandchildren, I want you to know, because you're helping your mother, I guarantee you that your life will never be the same. And I want to thank you, daughter, for this outstanding time that you gave for me. I pray that I didn't go too long, but I'm going to turn it back over to you because I'm feeling real happy on this beautiful Father's Day.
Well, happy Father's Day to you, Dad.
True. Thank you, daughter.
Blessing to the body of Christ, your blessing to your family, and you definitely are a blessing to me. I wanted not only to give you the respect as the apostle, whatever God has put in your heart, but I want the world to hear from the man of God. I'm going to play a little sermonic hymn, but I want to turn it back over to you because you are so rich in knowledge. You are so rich in what the wisdom that God has given you. Just to hear you speak, ooh, hallelujah,
glory.
It's a blessing from God. So I just want to play a little song. I thank all the callers this morning. I feel you, China. God bless you. Thank you, Jamaica. I see Pakistan. Thank you so much. And I thank all of you here in the United States for tuning in. God bless you. We have none other than Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays. As I told you about him last week, this is a man that where I witnessed a miracle. I will tell you a little bit about that. But I just want to play a little bit of a sermonic hymn before we turn it back over to him. And God bless you for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
That was Dietrich Hess. Well done. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We are truly honored today to have none other than the Apostle, Dr. Anthony T. Mays. As I told you last week, I met him when I went to a friend of mine's church. She told me there was a man that believed in the power of miracle signs and wonders. I sat on the front row. I wanted to see the demonstration for myself. And truly, I saw the man of God walk in very confident. He was very polite, very well-mannered. He sat beside me and smiled. I guess he knew I was being nosy because I wanted to know what was going on. And during the time of the service, they invited him to sit on a stage. And he said, no, I'm okay. I'm sitting down here with the people. And he didn't take his rightful seat. He was so humble. And as I sat there beside him as he did his ministration through the message of God, and he sat beside me again, and he said, bring a chair. He instructed the deacons to bring a chair. A lady came in. She was walking with a cane. She had one leg longer than the other. And he said, daughter, he said, would you like to see the demonstration of God? Do you believe in God? And he went through asking her about miracles and do she believe in Jesus and was she saved? And the lady said yes to all the questions. She sat down in a chair as instructed, and he turned to the deacon. He said, bring another chair. The deacon brought another chair. He said, sit the lady there, put both of her legs in the chair. As they put one leg in the chair, you could clearly see that the other leg was shorter. I don't know about measurements, but I would say by a couple of feet or more that it was shorter than the other leg. And he asked her, he said, do you want to be made healed? Do you want to be made whole in the blood of Jesus?
Yeah.
Do you believe in a death, burial, resurrection? The lady said yes. And honestly, Apostle Dr. Anthony T. May stretched forth his hand. And he pulled the leg. He didn't say a word. He stretched forth his head, and he said, grow. That leg grew all the way down and lined itself up and was even with the other leg. Good God.
Yeah.
I'll say again, I saw a leg grow before my eyes and line itself up even, just level off foot to foot, leg to leg. It was made whole. The lady got up, did not walk. She did not limp. And that leg was the same size. We thank Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. So I wanted him to come on and have the authority and the time and the honor. This is truly one of God's angels. God have different ones that he used on this earth to demonstrate his power so we can believe as believers to stay saved. So, Dr. Mays, I just want to ask you about miracles, signs, and wonders, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Take all the time you need. We have to 10 o'clock. I want to ask you, what do you believe about miracles, signs, and wonders, sir?
I believe that everything that God said in his word is truth. God, is 20-some years ago, I said, Father, I got something on you. And all I could see was God smiling at me and saying, what you got on me, son? I said, I found out that you cannot lie. And the Father, it's like he put his approval on his word in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. If God said he can do it, if God promised it in his word, it will happen. And what we have to do is take God's word literally as he spoke it, over 8,000 promises, amen, that God has promised in his word, and I'm still finding more, amen. I believe that if God says there's seven people, I want to get this out, there's seven people that God says that you're struggling with kidney problems, amen, God's going to, oh, my shot, you lift your hands up right now over the broadcast. And you say, God, I believe you, and you truly believe your kidney is going to be renewed. Your kidney is going to be restored. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some in Virginia. Amen. There's some in Virginia. That's right. And then there's some in Maryland right here. Then there's some in Arkansas. Glory to God. Seven people right now, today, your liver can be straightened out. Your kidney can be straightened out. And also seven people that have heart problems. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All you got to do is lift your hands up to God, repent for your sins, and say, God, I believe you from my heart. Glory to God. I had a heart murmur. Amen. From early age up to 30, they said, I never live until after 30. And guess what? I'm 74, going on 75. When I went in the military, they could not find the heart murmur. But all the other doctors did it. My mother laid hands on her, on my heart. She commanded in the name of Jesus. See, God has given us the authority, amen, to speak to the lame, and they got to get up and walk. Amen. Praise God. I was in India, amen, and I was walking to church. We didn't have all the vehicles to walk, to drive, to pick us up, the Jeep and all that stuff. We had to walk. A guy was walking on his knees all his life. And guess what I did? I turned around, and I said, I command you to walk in Jesus' name. And I turned back around, and I kept walking. Amen. Praise God. As my sister say, when I pray, I go and eat some popcorn or eat some potato chips because I know that God's going to do what he said to do. Next thing I know, somebody touched me on the shoulder. It was the gentleman that was walking on his knees. Now he's walking on his legs. And I almost took off running. God works so such a miracle. If we can believe God and doubt not, let me tell you, miracles to happen. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. There's power in that name, resurrected power in the name. Some people got problems seeing out of their right eye. Amen. Cataract. I command the cataract to move today and that eye clear up in the name of Jesus. And that's the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. Amen. Praise God. Power for his anointing. So therefore, daughter, how I believe, if God said it, I'll say what God has already said. And the Bible says, if we have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to mountains, and the mountains have to obey. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you one thing. If I have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, not the size, but as a grain of a mustard seed, you can take one mustard seed and bring it in the house, put it on something metal, crush it up, sweep it on a sheet of paper, go out there and spray it on some good grounds, and guess what? It'll grow up several mustard seeds. Amen. Praise God. So therefore, it's with the mustard seed, no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what I think it is, amen, if I just have the faith in God, guess what? God will back up everything he said because he cannot lie. His word is truth. That's what I rely on, daughter, is his word because he said it, and his word would not go out and return void. Let me give it back to you because I'm feeling, good God. Wow, yes, Lord.
Yes, we feel that energy so much. We feel the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for us, Apostle? We would be so honored to get a rich prayer from you. God bless you.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Father, in the name, Lord Jesus, according to your word, Lord God, you said if we pray and we have faith in you, God, everything that we pray for is going to come to pass. And I release an anointing upon this great apostle and her congregation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, her job, her business, her ministry, God, and everyone that's listening to us today, we release the anointing power of God upon you right now. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the lame shall walk and the blinded eyes shall be opened and the dumb shall talk again. No matter what it needs to happen in the last days, these signs are going to follow. And I release that anointing. That daughter lay hands on anybody, they're going to be healed. She saw the miracles so that now she can do the miracles. And I release it upon you. I release it upon every listening audience, every listening person right now, that you look toward the hills from whence cometh your help, because your help coming from the Lord. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. I give you glory now for the supernatural miracles to be released in the heart, mind, soul, and the spirit of every listener, every person, God, that watch this on television, radio, whatever, God, I release your anointing today in the name of Jesus Christ. Your life will never be the same after today. In Jesus' name, the name that's above every name, We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And Apostle, could you tell us if they want to reach you? Could you tell us, like, how we can watch you on TV or how we can hear you on the radio? Could you give us that information, as well as if they would like to seed into your ministry? Could you tell us what we need to do?
Praise God. Praise God. What an opportunity. That's a real daughter for you. All you fathers out there, you might be a little jealous, but I got a real good daughter. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for you. Well, I own the World Power Gospel Radio and the World Power Global Television Network. Also own a couple more television networks, but these are the two right now I'm going to give you. You go to wpgr.tv7@gmail.com. Send us a message. You can go to www.worldpowergospelradio.org, and you can watch it. You can hear us right there. You can go on the World Power Global Television Network if you have Fire Stick, if you have Amazon, if you have Roku. Amen. Praise God. Get ready to sign a contract with Netflix. Amen. We're just going abroad. That's where, amen, the Honorable Apostle Dr. Mercer is on now, the radio and television. You can go on there. Amen. You can see her, and she's on demand 24 hours a day. You can go to the Google Play Store, and you just put in there World Power Gospel Radio, and then you will find our radio station. Download the app. We got an app no matter where you are in the world. You take that app, you upload it in your car. You can travel from Maryland to California listening to the same radio station because our satellite is up in space. Amen. And I speak 25 languages. So when you say Jesus loves you, and the Germans are using nothing but German equipment, your voice would say, Jesus lebt. Amen. Praise God. And if you want to contribute to us, amen, you can go to $WPGR.TV7. Amen. Praise God. We own the Bible College, Breakthrough Bible College. If you want to talk to us in regards to your degrees and things like that, that's Breakthrough Bible, the number 8@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 301-836-5570. I bless God for you. Thank you, daughter. I really appreciate that.
God bless you. And Apostle, would you mind saying again for a seed donation? Because you said a little slow so people can write that down. Because we all excited. If they want to give a donation, what did you say to do?
Yeah, they can cash up at the $, amen, WPGR. $WPGR. You will see Dr. Anthony T. Mays on there, but all you got to do is state what you want it for. We're doing our radio and TV around the world. We're doing a minimum of 1,800 souls every 24 hours. We're looking for 3,000 partners that would sow a dollar seed per day. Amen. And then we want in August, at latest August, I'm asking God for 1 million souls every 24 hours. Amen. Around the world. That's a lot. That's a low number around the world. But Jesus said, amen, every one soul, amen, come to the Lord. Guess what? Amen. The angels in heaven rejoice. You can also mail your blessings to P.O. Box 1436. That's District Heights, Maryland, 20747. Amen. And if you want to send it to my office, you can send it to 6710. That's Oxon Hill Road, Suite 210, and that's National Harbor, Maryland, 20745. Let me say it again. 6710 Oxon Hill Road, Suite 210, and that's National Harbor, Maryland. So either way, and when you send us a seed offering, we pray over that seed offering so that, amen, you will receive a thousandfold blessings from the Lord. If you need healing, need sickness or whatever, Every time you sow a seed, Luke 6:38, say, give and it shall be given to you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give to your bosom. You got to name your it every time you give. Hallelujah. When you send a seed to the Honorable Apostle Dr. Mercer, name your it before you put it in the mailbox. Name your it before you cash app it. Name your it, and I guarantee you, God will back you up. Thank you so much, daughter.
God bless you.
Ooh, geez.
You are listening to the World Power Gospel Radio and Television producer, CEO, director himself. I'll say it again, that's the World Power Gospel Radio and Television. Don't forget, it's WPGRA.TV7@gmail.com. Again, that is Apostle Dr. Anthony T. Mays. We're going to close out again for those of you who are not saved, that he will give us the plan of salvation. And remember, you can watch him on TV, on Gospel Power TV as well as radio. God bless you. Apostle Mays, would you pray for those that's not saved, please?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Repent for your sins and do what thus saith the Lord in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. And the Bible said thou shalt be saved. You're not going to want to go back. You're not going to want to do the sin that you used to do. But your life shall be changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that has accepted you around the world right now by Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would receive them. Their lives will never be the same after today. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we glorify you. We magnify you. And when you let the Honorable Apostle Dr. Mercer know, or either let us know that you got saved, guess what? We'll mail you a nice, beautiful Bible. Amen. Praise God. And help you get into a congregation that's teaching the Word of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and the gracious, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and your family, amen, and give you peace. I turn it back over to you, daughter. Thank you so much for having me on here with you today. It's truly a blessing.
Thank you, Dr. Anthony T. Mays. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you and goodbye. And remember, if God can't do it, it just can't be done. Goodbye.
God.